It's day 22 of our Advent series. What makes Christmas so special to those who celebrate it? Among the many reasons must be the spirit of kindness and love it brings out in us. And today we'll hear how that spirit of Christmas meant so much to two of our past guests. First, we hear from Takui Jensen, who joined us to speak about the LDS experience in Turkey in episode 173.
It was September of 2019. My husband came home and announced that he had resigned from his job. He had another 2 months until his last paycheck. We had 6 children at the time. The youngest was less than a year old. And I tried to take it with grace. He had been in a difficult job, so I understood his need to leave. But September came and went, October, November, and he still did not have work. He had several job interviews, and the first interview came, but never a second interview. They never extended him a job offer. It was difficult. At the beginning of December, I reached out to my sister and let her know what a difficult time my husband was having with his interviewing process. Her husband had studied business. He had done very well. He'd been on the cover of Forbes. And he was a busy man. But that December, he took time to speak with my husband about his interviewing skills. They talked about my husband's modesty. Culturally, my husband was taught not to brag, that it was very unattractive to talk about his good qualities. But my brother-in-law gave him an approach that really changed the way that he interviewed, and it completely changed the outlook. By the end of December, we knew that he had a second interview, and it was looking very promising. We still did not have work, though. And with our meager Christmas around the corner, we got a knock on the door one night, and there was a basket full of food and gift cards and presents for our children. That Christmas was filled with many angels. You know, I often think that I'm responsible to ask for help when I'm in need. But in that moment, I could not even begin. I didn't even know where to start myself. How on earth could I ask someone else to help when I did not even know how I could help myself? And having those angels who helped my husband with his interviewing skills, who reached out, and even though we made preparations for a really lovely Christmas, they let us know that we were not alone. That made all of the difference that Christmas.
Next, we have the Reverend David Moore, leader of the Beloved Community Church in Santa Barbara, California, from episode 192.
On December 12th of 2017, my mother-in-law, my wife's mother, passed away in the midst of a lot of local geological turmoil. We had a major fire, one of the biggest in our region's history, the Thomas Fire. And then there was a mud flow that cut us off from other parts of the state because it covered the freeway. But just before some of that happened, my mother-in-law passed. The same day earlier, my wife had asked me to go into the garage and get out all the Christmas decorations for our house. I went and got this big box and I put it in a certain spot, and that's before we got the news. And she got in her car to go to her mom's house where she would meet her siblings. I happened to have arranged for a meeting with a friend of mine, Rabbi Arthur Gross Schaefer and Lori Gross. And I was sitting there drinking tea with them, and Lori asked, "What are you doing for Christmas?" I said, "Well, I don't know. It looks like we won't be doing anything because we will be mourning and we will be making arrangements." And Rabbi Arthur said, "Oh, you have to do something for Christmas. I'm going to get you a Christmas tree." And then he said, "Where do you get Christmas trees?" And so he found out how to do it. They came to our house. Not only did they install the biggest Christmas tree we've ever had, but they decorated our entire living room. Lori strung together 200 cranberries and wrapped around the tree as decor. They call it a mitzvah, doing something good for somebody. That was really uplifting because when my wife came home, she came home to that surprise that she didn't have to do anything. It was all taken care of by Rabbi Arthur and Lori. That will always be a part of our Christmas, that memory, every year.
Many thanks to Takui Jensen and the Reverend David Moore for joining us again. Our Advent series was produced by James Sturtevant.